not necessarily a key to having the fireworks. It was more of a location that was accessible and visible for everybody.
There was a gentleman in the blue shirt. Do you have a question, sir, in the second row or the back?
Which blue shirt?
I don't know if it's easy for you to bring up event three. I think that was Roz's. You did a fine job. But you talked about, I think you talked about having a separate barbecue kind of festivity that you would actually charge for. And here we have an estimated cost of $318, which is, you know, the same across the board as the others that have the full book. What would be the net? In other words, would there be an estimate of what you might bring in? The net is, in theory, going to be less than the $318. And does it even approach in any way what you found the results in Livermore, for instance? It may not go that far, but there ought to be a net number other than just $318. And I know you probably don't have details, of course.
Well, I was the one that researched Livermore, and they had a wonderful, they started out with about 30 or 40 volunteers, and so they formed a nonprofit organization, and that's how they went out and raised their money. They got a $12,000 donation from one of the businesses that started them off really well. They had a smaller fundraiser early on in the year. And then, of course, if you can charge $25 to $20 per car, and you have about 2,000 parking places, that adds a lot. And then they sold, they had like little carnivals that sold cotton candy and wine and beer and sodas and things like that. So that's how they raised a lot of their money. So that offset their cost. We have to give you a high estimate. We're not sure, what the total cost would be. But we have to figure out some ways to maybe help raise the money. But barbecue wouldn't actually, and parking fees would not raise that amount of money. But it would bring something in to lower your costs.
The theory would be something less than the $318.
Well, that's what we're hoping.
Yes.
The lady in the
pink.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any idea how many fewer folks went to Livermore based on being charged for a cargo versus the past?
They had always charged.
Oh, they'd always charge.
Yeah. Yes, they always charge.
Very similar to ours, yeah.
Nisha?
I was just wondering, I remember going to a barn. Would the aerial fireworks display be as high as 800 feet, or would it be the 300, like the ones we had back in 2011, where the proposed ones?
This would be determined by the location.
Oh,
so okay. The location will determine what that area can handle.
Okay.
If you're in a small park surrounded by a neighborhood, obviously your drop zone has to be much smaller, and you'd have to have a lower display.
So the straight, so the cost of fireworks themselves, the height of it, that's immaterial. Fireworks are what the fireworks are.
It's a small incremental process.
But it's not double or something. Right? So basically, it's just location, and you got to get a clear enough area. That's all.
And however, what the committee learned too from the police chief is, of course, the higher the display and the location will also draw cracks.
Oh, sure.
So if you have fireworks, you have cracks. Now, if you can be creative like some other communities that they researched, they found ways to reduce that back to more of a regional event, more of a local event than a regional event.
And I assume the fire chief is going to say where to have it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just the fact that there might be, it looks like there's going to be more fireworks at other municipalities, that would mitigate the crowd somewhat too. But, police chief always said in the 15,000 to 20,000 range, it's manageable for the current force. But when it got to 30,000 and above, that's when it got a little unmanageable, and there was an issue as far as security and safety.
My question is sort of related to that. And I recognize that my question doesn't have to do so much with the specific scenarios that you're going to ask us to vote on. a lot of people were a little bit surprised when a number came out, you know, 178,000, and then now it jumps to 318, you know. And what caused that? And this is interesting. I mean, I haven't poured over this, but that you have some breakdown of the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could answer. The incremental increase of about 145,000, I believe it was, in that area, was to get to bring in additional support staff and safety personnel to handle a crowd of that size.
Right. I kind of read it.
Yeah. So it was about 178 in the root of that because of the additional cost.
Uh-huh. And prior to 2011, prior to the increase, it had roughly been, I think I might miss that number, 15, 20. So it almost doubled up to 30 is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And this is more just curiosity, but I mean, was it, did, like, did your insurers come out of the woodwork or some attorneys come out of the woodwork and say, man, this is a hazard, you guys need to do other things?
No, actually, when this went before the council mid-year last year, the police chief and public services director, but mainly the police chief and the city manager had concerns over public safety. Mm-hmm. If you were in the park in 2011 and 2010, I believe Joe over there was in the park. He was one of the ones on the committee in the park who observed and validated what the police chief recommended. Pardon me? The San Ramon police chief, Scott Holder.
Who made the decision? Is this a council decision?
This will ultimately be a council decision, absolutely.
Lady in the white shirt. Hi, it's Jane said. All of our prices are, you know, very similar here. But what I don't understand is why there isn't a difference in cost for these things that we're doing to lessen the amount of police. For example, here we have a buffer in between the time. Two locations so that the traffic isn't as bad in one location. Has that been taken into account?
Again, I'll mention that these are estimated costs. We need to narrow the concepts down so that staff can then do the proper research to come up with closer figures. But I will say that when you add fireworks into an event, you are going to need public safety help. I'll just say we never advertised this event. We didn't advertise it because we knew we were getting the crowds. We didn't put it, if you remember, you didn't see advertisements, people just knew. And so you add the firework component to any of the concepts and you're going to need increased public safety, whether it's equipment, fencing, if we change locations, there'll be cost of that. There are costs for a event of this nature.
But you are correct, it would be critical cost depending upon the scenario of the event. But that was the last estimate. That was just there almost as a placeholder so that there's cost involved there and it's something that we can take into account. But as the scenario is unfold, the cost will become more precise and be able to see the difference.
Yes.
Is the variable being considered that Livermore has now reestablished their fireworks show and they are going to draw a large contingent or crowd back? So the expectation that you're going to hit the 2011 levels is probably not realistic. I think they had a very successful show last year. That's where I took my kids.
Yeah.
We're doing one here.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it took forever at home, it was a great event. And we would prefer to do it here, but if this isn't an option, we would go back there.
No, that's a factor that Concord had low-level fireworks. Pleasant Hill did. Martinez continued to have theirs. So that there appears to be a trend that there's going to be more municipal-based fireworks displays in the area, and that will lessen the crowd. At least that's the anticipation.
Which should theoretically reduce to $318,000.
But we can't say that with this economy that there's, if you've got
Livermore, we know it's going to happen, but we're not sure of the other cities.
Yeah, so, but that would be taken into account as
a factor. I would say Livermore would have the biggest impact on the crowd more than any other municipality.
I would agree.
Yes, is there options on any of these to get community support or, you know, private funding or, you know, like sponsorships with radio and TV stations or businesses, things like that, to mitigate some of that cost?
That was discussed
right.
as part of it to have, you know, business participation.
And is that factored into the 318 or is that not kind of?
That's a placeholder just because that was the cost that was established. So when we look at the separate scenarios that are narrowed down, that would be a factor to take a look at and see how we can get, you know, resident business involvement and sponsorship.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be on the committee?
I'd love to.
Any other questions? Yes, I do. The synthetic turf on the high school fields, is that a problem with fireworks?
Good point. Yes, it is.
Curious.
Yes, I guess they have to put, I believe, a tarp down or something to protect the synthetic turf because when the fireworks fall out, could burn that. Yes, so you do have to take that into consideration.
The school district is aware.
We have not. Now, this is what we're saying. This is a concept. We do not have the approval of the school districts to do this. This is where we'd like to go. But we have to see what you would like to do before then we can go to the next step and say, would you participate with us? Now they may come back and say yes, and they may come back and say no, and then we've got to find another, we'd have to find another place.
In fact, Jeff Thomas, who represented the fireworks company, mentioned that because that's a scenario that occurs at several other locations, and they do have a way to prevent that from damaging the field.
And part of the sponsorship, I understand, could be businesses such as Chevron and that sort of thing, but I guess my question would be, was there, of the existing businesses, things like restaurants and whatever, you know, did they comment or did they weigh in on that they got less business in 2012 versus 2011 or previous years, or?
We did in our initial surveys, here are some disturbing factors that we actually didn't know from 1985 forward, that some of our businesses, especially in the marketplace, were negatively impacted by this event. Obviously, they were good neighbors and dealt with it. There was theft, there was some vandalism. There we did have, over the years, some fights in the parking lot. In fact, there was a stabbing in 2011. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of that. It was minor, but it was violent.
So they viewed it more as a negative than a positive.
Yeah, and the other thing to remember and is that this is when you compare it to the Art and Wind Festival, which is a two-day event which brings a lot of folks into town, a lot of business, and they stay. And this is a very short period of time. The fireworks start, you know, we would see the increase in the crowds around 6, 7 o'clock, and then everyone's gone at 11. So to say that the businesses get reap rewards from people being in town, they come in for the fireworks, and then they're gone. So it's we have, over the years, tried to secure sponsorships. We have had some for our fireworks over the years. Kim would probably know how many, but not many. They'd rather sponsor the Art Wind Festival, or they'd rather sponsor something else where they get a bit more traffic.
What is the total annual budget of the city of Sierra Leone, including fire, police, city workers, pensions, the whole thing?
I couldn't give you that off the tip of my tongue. That would be information. Actually, our budget is online. We have a city councilman.
I was told it was $34 million last night, but it isn't.
But that doesn't include fire. Fire is not in our budget. That's a separate district.
You mentioned it in the city council meeting the other night. It's about $38 million.
No, that's what I just said. It says $34-38 million. He's obviously dead wrong. That's closer to twice that. Start taking in everything that we take in and spend out a year. I'm really not looking forward to what it's going to be this year, but It's all of it. No, it's everything. Even though the fire department that we use is San Juan Valley Fire Engine and Doan County are in on it. The police is our own. It's all included in it. But it's really not, you get it on a tangent. The question we're asking now would come out of their budget parks. And frankly, my own personal feeling, if you're debating between $300,000 and $400,000, it would be a priority question. And I've already made my priority. I already voted on bringing it back last year. Got ripped for that. But the reality check is, it's just a matter of how you're going to do it, or we're going to shoot everybody. And don't get hung up on the total budget. That's not a problem. It's a problem for everything, but it's not a problem in making this decision.
I think this would probably be a good time now if we could go to the scenarios. So Esther, that's Esther. So Esther, can you describe exactly what you'd like everybody to do? And we actually have six up there, correct?
Yes, we do. So what we have over here are six scenarios, and you've all received your little packet of post-it notes. Blue for a reason, blue for patriotic colors, and you have five votes. And so what we'd like you to do is use your five votes to vote in the little squares with your post-it notes on the scenario that you would prefer.
Esther, we have six.
There's six.
Tell us, we only have five.
You have five post-it notes, but six.
Okay.
Six ones.
You can put them all in one, or?
Yeah, it's your choice.
So are we prioritizing? This is my first choice, my second choice, I think, a lot of the people here, that's what we work for.
Any other residents would like to make public comments at this time? Right, anyone else?
Oh, I guess I'll say.
Oh, and if you could just state your name and address, thank you.
My name's Tom Winter, and I live over by the Safeway in that Monarch area right here. And, you know, it's probably like a lot of the people here, we don't go to the park, but we watch from our little park with my neighbors and my direct neighbors, so, you know, people whose faces I know and we talk and bring all their kids and everything. And I'm in the same boat as him where, you know, we can see the fireworks there and everybody just knows to go to this park. And it's very casual, but I'd like to, you know, keep it that way. So that's my vote. I put them all on the floor.
Yes, sir.
My name is R. Chakrabarty, and this happened to be one of the citizens' conflict reports. I think I just want to make a comment to all of you. And I've been in this city for 16 years now. In the character of the city, San Ramon, as our kids were growing up, the fireworks was tied to that thinking. Use something, do somewhere else, put a buffer. But that's what San Ramon is known for. Let's keep that going.
That makes sense.
My name is Sergio Piero. I lived, owned a home here in San Ramon since 1995. I live up here in Doherty. Personally, I really don't care whether I see another firework go off the rest of my life. It's not about me, it's about the kids. I've got two little ones now. I've got a group of kids that are going off to college, but I got two little ones at home and they love it. And I know that when they go off to college, there's going to be more kids here in San Ramon that are going to love it. And it's about them. Frankly, I don't have any objection to contributing cash to it, to pay for entrance fees. Thought Livermore did a fantastic job last year. But since 1995, we've had a routine. We go do something in the morning. We usually do the fun run. Then we go from there right over to the parade in Danville, come back, relax. Everybody takes a nap, we're tired. Barbecue at the house, and go down and watch the parade, watch the fireworks. I'd really like to find ways for that to come back. That's why I'm here. I think this community needs it. It's something that we've all become accustomed to. It's part of home. And I'd like to see this come back.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
The next step will be a presentation to the commission on October the 10th. So the folks here before you this evening will be receiving a report from the Citizens Committee on this process up to this evening. And then there'll also be a staff report with the history of the event and then recommendations for the commission to consider. They will have a recommendation that will then go to the policy committee of the city council and then to the full council, hopefully by the end of the year. So that is the next steps. Oh, and yeah, thank you. And also, there'll be for the next 2 weeks, the three scenarios you selected this evening will be posted online. We have a new online forum called
Open San Ramon.
Open San Ramon. This may be one of the first usage of that new social media outlet. And it'll give the public residents an opportunity to vote on their favorite scenario and to provide comments as well. So that'll all be included in the staff report that will go to the commission.
Where would that be again?
It'll be online on the city website. And there'll be some press that will come out when it's posted. Should be out by next week. Yes.
Is that the same thing as Keep Democracy?
Yes.
First of all, on behalf of the entire commission, I want to thank everybody for coming here on Thursday night and taking time to do this. And also, I want to thank all the citizens committee members, also doing such an incredibly hard job. You know, I think it's very clear just how much time everybody has spent trying to address these issues, find out what they are, and come up with scenarios. So, again, on behalf of the entire commission, I want to thank everyone for coming. And at this point, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.